This episode is brought to you by Loot Crate. Loot Crate is a monthly subscription box service for epic geek and gamer items and pop culture gear. This month's theme is, David, what is this month's theme?
Sharks with lasers.
This month's theme is sharks with lasers and other aquatic animals with other
weaponry
affixed to their foreheads. So if you want to get yourself, I don't know, some sort of porpoise with a machine gun strapped to its fin.
A nuclear hammerhead shark.
Maybe a blowfish full of acid. You can go to lootcrate.com/unpitchable and use the coupon code unpitchable at that URL to save $3 on your order. And get a Loot Crate and know what it's like to have true freedom with your money. Your wife is like, we have a budget and we can't afford this box full of just like garbage toys. And you say, no, wife. Yes, we can. I'm a man.
We have all these shelves and no garbage toys to put them upon.
Why did I put these shelves up? For no reason, I guess. Because you won't let me buy a Loot Crate to put my crap on. Hey guys, welcome to Unpitchable, a podcast about fake sequels and movie mashups based on real movies. I'm Nick.
I'm David.
I'm Tim Catania. Gotta put that last name out there, man.
I guess Tim's the only one who has a last name now. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I don't believe in anybody being able to own me.
Yeah. Well, so you gotta be careful. If they can pronounce your full name, they can control you. That's how the spirit world works.
That's how magic works.
You say everybody their name three knows times that. In a mirror.
If we get a piece of your hair or some blood and they know your full name, it's all over, David.
It's all over.
That's why David like encircled his whole house with salt in order to ensure that no one could get in. Spiritually.
Also keeps slugs out for sure. That's what I tell people. It's a slug barrier.
Why are you,
the dude really hates slugs. This is weird.
Mr. Johnson, why are you always pouring salt around your house?
The slugs will kill us all.
Watch out, the slugs are coming. We've got a real big slug problem. And then that kid gets eaten by vampires, and you're like, what'd I tell you? What'd I freaking tell you, Jimmy?
You didn't tell me about vampires at all, Mr. Johnson.
Please help me. Is that why you don't whittle your carving steaks?
Oh, man.
All along. Man, you would be the worst hunter, like in Supernatural, David.
I don't think I would be, man. I'd be the best.
You would be the worst. No,
I'd
not
be
because,
best.
Like, you
I'd
wouldn't
be, the worst
be you'd be really good at it because you're
everything.
A psycho. Like, you'd be
kill
good
everything.
At it.
Well, yeah. Probably something.
You're too good at it, David. You would go to jail for actual murder instead of just supernatural being murder. Like, some lady would, like, be a little under the weather and a little pale working at a Winn-Dixie, and you would just jump the counter and stab her. And you're like, she's a vamp. I had to.
Could
have been a shapeshifter.
Chop that fool's head off.
Yeah. we have you on the security footage, sir. You murdered three people in the store because you were convinced they were supernatural creatures. And, you know, the thing is, you'd be like, two out of three will be right. But
it's
the
one that works.
It's the one that really gets you put in jail. Yeah.
Word.
So this is funny because this kind of segues into what I've been thinking about, guys. So lately, I had the realization that the more people that listen to this podcast, the more likely one of them is to be a murderer or future murderer. So just consider that we are sculpting potentially the mind of a murderer. I know David's psyched about that.
I am too.
It's
really exciting, actually, because, I mean, right now they're just a ball of fleshy, moldable, murderous clay, and we can shape them into anything that we want them to.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, when they started talking about in the first episode, just Shrek punching donkey to death, that just, like, flipped the switch in my brain, and I don't know. I just thought, I could be a murderer.
Yeah, that's, I could punch a donkey.
That's
what would
our
be
legacy.
Your go-to. What would be your go-to way to murder people, though? Like your like, what's your signature serial killer move?
I would be very careful. I wouldn't get
I
caught.
Thought you,
that's my
I
signature
was really
move.
Expecting like the suplex from you.
No, I would just.
My serial killer specialty is not getting caught.
Yeah, I would so just stupid. Put like crushed up light bulbs and razor blades in their cereal and hope it worked out.
It would eventually.
I'm thinking, like, what's your calling card? Like, in Home
no,
Alone,
David,
the,
wait. We got to talk about
bandits?
This. We got to talk about this, David. Eventually it would? You're telling me after the first bite of razor blade crushed light bulb cereal.
Hold on. No, I'm not. Oh, all right. No. So if you,
it's like two scoops of glass in this. Fantastic. Yeah, this is such good cereal. Stop.
Listen, I watched Oz. I know how this works. You got to crush it so fine that they don't notice it in their food, but it's cutting all their little organs up as it goes down.
David, if you know anything about me, you know I'm not that thorough.
I know. So after the first, like, does this say GE on it? What is this? Why does my cereal have a filament?
This tastes like
this is a 700 watt.
This tastes a lot like mercury.
I like it.
Yeah, that's a good way to get somebody, you know?
The idea killer struck again.
What would you do, David? So Kyle Baker, I don't know, you guys, he submitted a couple movies. We hung out with him the other day, and he was talking about how we might be sociopaths or psychopaths or something.
Oh, yeah.
To confirm Kyle Baker's fears.
Yeah. Well,
David, how would you murder Kyle Baker?
Sharks.
Oh, okay. That's it.
But, like, so that would be my weird signature, would be like, there would not be any, they wouldn't be near water when a shark got him.
Ah. So, like, he's in the Walmart parking lot.
Yeah.
And they just find him dead from a shark wound.
They'd be like, that's weird. Actually, no. Yeah. So, I just make a shark suit with, like, a pneumatic, like, shark bite head. Like, so I just, like, it's hooked up to this big tank. And I'm just running around, and it's got, like, the, you know, PSI pound per square inch, like bite radius to it. And I'm just running around chomping fools.
Yeah, you're just...
Is that a shark on two legs? What is happening?
What is going on? Is that Kyle Baker? The famous Kyle Baker? Oh, God, he got bit by a shark. What? Hmm. Nick.
Yes.
How would you
murder Kyle Baker?
Okay, so my thought was I would shave heads. And by shave heads, like, I would sit them down. I would tie them to a chair, okay? Specifically, okay. Kyle Baker. I would tie Kyle Baker to a chair, and I would buzz his head, and then I would take a razor blade, and I would, like, bick that thing, right? But then I would press too hard, and I would just peel his scalp off.
That is the worst. Okay, first off, terrifying. That's terrifying. Second, you aren't strong enough to take Kyle Baker. The actual answer was, I can't kill Kyle Baker. He's too strong for any of us.
Yo, if no, you're none of you guys know podcast, who Kyle Baker is. You need to Google or Facebook or Instagram Kyle Baker.
No, just look up.
Like,
yeah, he looks like a what's his name?
Aggressive Ryan Gosling.
He really does. He looks like an aggressive Ryan Gosling. So just, like, put that in your mind as if you're imagining Kyle Baker. He would kill
Charlie
all of
Day's
us.
Voice.
Yeah, he would murder. Yeah, that's true. Actually, he would murder all of us, and then he would sound like Charlie Day while he did it. And that would be the worst death ever. Kyle is probably our murderer. Sorry, Kyle. I picked you out. I did the psyche eval of everyone who listens. And unfortunately, it was you.
Yeah, that movie generator actually just feeds us all kinds of data. You have no idea.
You went in there. If you click more than once, if you do that, then we know.
We at least know you have nothing else to do with your life.
You're probably a murderer.
Mainly what it does. Yeah.
I'm just saying you could be Kyle.
Yo.
And I'm watching you like the Batman. Let's do movies.
We are. Yo, David, you're up first. What you got for me, dog?
Ooh. All right. Well, guys, remember that one time that I pitched a Blart movie and then, or we talked about Blart movies and then I couldn't do anything but come up with Blart movies?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's because Halloween is in October or what, but I'm kind of stuck on clowns.
All right.
Let's do it. I'm down.
It's the month of the clown. Down? All right.
The month of
all
the clown.
All clowns, all month for David.
All Clownos Eve. man, I want to give you all four of these and let you pick, but I'm going to go with the original that I sent because this is the one that you all know about. All
right.
This is another natural disaster movie.
Okay.
All right. It's Volclowno.
Oh, yeah.
I like this a lot. All right.
All right.
So I imagine. Okay. Can you explain how volcanoes work, but somehow wedge clowns in there? Also,
okay, all right.
If you need to Google it, you got a minute. Like,
no,
I give it to
you. I have no idea how volcanoes work, but I bet I think I do. I have a stipulation after this is over with. But all right, so this is how volcanoes work. In my mind, the Earth is full of hot lava on the inside, on the core.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes the Earth has to sneeze.
Uh-huh.
And it's got sneeze holes all over its surface, and those are what volcanoes are.
Huh. So the grass is like the facial hair, and the trees are the like the beautiful, beautiful locks of hair.
That's it.
And when you cut down a tree, it's just locks for love for the earth?
Yes.
Huh. Man, enlightened. How do I sign up for your religion, David?
Bunch of what? So I don't really know, obviously, how volcanoes work, but this is what I want to happen for Volclono. We can decide...
Whoa, hold on, wait. I got to interrupt for a second. David, here's how volcanoes work. 30-second pitch on this, okay? So okay. Volcanoes, what happens is when you mix the Alka-Seltzer and the water and the red food...
Earth has really bad acid reflux.
Yes.
So I don't really know if the Volclono spews out hot clowns. It probably does, because that sounds horrible.
Oh, for sure. they're on fire and they're running at you.
It's just like, it's scary from two fronts. Like, you're watching these fiery clowns run at you, and also you're watching these fiery clowns just melt. So it's like, it's horrifying on both ends. It's like, I don't know if I want them to get me or just want them to die.
Can I make a slight adjustment to this that might help?
Yes, but hold on.
Okay.
The only stipulation I have is when this volcano blows, it definitely, like, you know how when you, like, build, like, the volcano and you put the balloon over it, and so, like, all the hot gas, like, fills up the balloon? Well, a big red rubber nose is going to, like, come out of the cap of that volcano and then pop, comes out.
I got a slight premise, if you want it.
Okay.
This is real dumb. So, maybe clowns are trying to get, like, back in public favor.
Okay.
And they know that a volcano is about to go off, and they're like, well, we could stop it. And so they get, you know, thousands and thousands of their clown brethren, and they get into one tiny car, and they drive up to the top of the volcano, and they've constructed this giant red nose, and they put it over the volcano to try to stop it.
There you go. Okay.
So there you go. So you got your red nose thing.
We got them up there.
And you got your clowns. With
good intentions.
All right. So I just want to add, what if instead of blowing out hot clowns, what if like a volcano erupts? And, like, at first it seems like a normal volcano. And as the lava, like, spews down and dries, it kind of, like, molds into a shape of a clown. Kind of like that Terminator 2 kind of thing, where, like, it just, like, turns from liquid to solid. And as it, like, the solids start to dry, they're all clowns.
I think we need to go with a Dante's Clownferno, I think, would be better. Because the scary thing about volcanoes is the lava chasing you.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, okay.
I mean, maybe that's part of it. Like, maybe some, you know, clowns have been, like, so messed up through the makeup put on. It messed up their genes that they do become part of the lava.
So part of the fun of the natural disaster movies is at some point you're like, man, is that tornado, like, sentient? It keeps coming after these same people. So maybe yeah, that's where it rolls into, like... Yeah, the magma, like, man, did you see that magma just kind of, like, look exactly like a clown and then honk its own nose and then chase us?
So here's what I was thinking, and we can do all of that in this, but I was thinking after the initial blast, people, yeah, they do think it's lava coming down the hill, but when they start examining it, it's melted clowns. So it's just like this clown melt just rolling down the hill, chasing people down, like this multicolored...
Clown slag.
Red-nosed, big red shoes just floating in the lava, but kind of still alive, because they...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, down.
Clowns are supernatural creatures, right?
Yeah,
I'm David, sure. You would know.
For sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
We get the Necronomicon out, and I'll tell you how this works.
Clatu, Verata...
Clowno.
Clowno.
So you got the clowns... You got the hardened clowns. They're like, maybe they're like the mini boss kind of style. They're a little harder to defeat. You just got to run away from the lava clowns first.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so maybe people are, you know, getting pulled into this clown goo and then turn into clowns themselves. And that's a fate worse than death. Oh, that's even better.
It's like zero patient. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not even lava that burns you. Although it does burn you because they're on fire and screaming, but it turns you into a clown, which is a fate worse than death. So. People would rather, like, drive off a cliff than get turned into a clown. That is part of this movie.
All right.
You see, like these two frat guys from the beginning of the film who were, like, drinking beers at the foot of the volcano. And they get in their car, and they're standing on the edge. And then they, like, look at each other, and they're like, we gotta jump. That's the only way.
I just can't quit you.
I just can't quit you. Also, I don't want to be a clown. Please.
I just can't quit you.
You have to. We have to jump. Well, yeah.
Perfect. So, yeah. So, I think the heroes of this movie are definitely parkour enthusiasts, because that's the ultimate The Floor is Lava game.
It is. Oh, The Floor is Lava for adults.
The Floor is Lava.
Very, very buff adults. So, the one thing I want to talk about is it's the smoke that gets you too, though. So, is there clown smoke? Because that's terrifying. Yeah.
It's, what if the smoke fills your lungs and also turns you into a clown?
So, like,
that's how they know. Like, they smell it. Like, is that popcorn? Oh no!
It sounds like makeup and shame and alcoholism. Must be a clown. So I think that how that works is stages, though. So, like, they don't know what they're up against. That's kind of what makes this story good. So now we've got a pretty good villain. So first they're running away from the lava. Then it's the magma people or whatever. Or then it's the smoke, like, seeping in through the windows. They thought they were safe.
Oh,
they're not.
It's like,
and then it's the
it's
magma
like,
people.
Yeah.
The like, I don't think magma is the right term. Is
three
the right
levels.
Term?
Sure.
Magma?
Yeah, for the hardened lava.
No, I think
lava.
It is magma.
Is it?
I think so.
You're probably right. I don't know. Volcano scientists, please give us a call. We're very confused. So I think we need to pick out a cast and then have them fight off these three different stages. And then they have to figure out how to stop the volcano.
All right. Throw out three names.
All right,
not everybody. Everyone throw out one name, I guess. Whatever.
All right. Let me pull up the generator because I got nothing. Oh, actually, I do have something. All right. I'm ready.
What are we doing? I'm sorry. What names are we coming up with?
We're casting. Three names total.
Everyone picks
one.
All right. I got mine. Just tell me when you're ready. We'll say them at once, and then we'll make a mecha actor.
Okay.
You guys ready?
Yes.
Hold on.
Three. Wait.
All right. Three.
Okay.
It's going to be Tim Curry.
Okay. Right.
Three.
Three. Two.
Two.
One.
Danny
Trejo.
I said Danny Trejo.
I said Ryan Reynolds.
Okay.
I said James Spader.
Man, we have a pretty good cast here already. No female leads, but they'll just reboot it later anyway. So I think so you got Ryan Reynolds, he's the lead, obviously.
Yep.
James Spader is probably some sort of professor.
Yes.
He's always a professor.
Or a murderous robot. One of the two.
Well, you can't have everything, right? I mean,
that's right.
Or he's got a blacklist of people, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yep.
So, and then you got Danny Trejo, which is probably like he could play a villain.
That's the guy you want on your team always.
Yeah. I mean, he just takes a machete and he starts hacking away at the lava.
So, hey, can I make a suggestion or like a thought and see what you guys think?
Sure.
So what if you remember in the Bible, the 10 plagues?
Yeah.
Yes.
What if we made the volcano like part of the 10 plagues, but it was the 3 plagues? And so like as it exploded, the smoke was one plague, and then like the firing like hot lava was another plague, and then the dried lava, like the magma, like turning into clowns, was the third and final plague.
And then the fourth plague, they killed the firstborn.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. And then the frogs. So I'm okay with that because it doesn't have to really make sense because it's a sci-fi movie. There's no supernatural curse. This is all scientific. If a clown fell in a volcano, the volcano would turn into a volcano.
No, but what if it was like a pastor clown and he just created the three plagues?
What would the pastor's clown name be? That's what's important to me.
Father
Minister Chuckles.
Minister Chuckles. Done. Alright.
Minister Chuckles is pretty good. I was looking for a play like on Billy Graham or something.
Oh, Silly Graham.
Pastor Silly Graham. I'm writing it down.
I'm writing that one down. Oh my god.
That's pretty good. So alright, sure, Nick. I'll take your bullcrap reason for why there's plagues now. Because this is great, because Pastor Silly Graham has to be in this.
Religion. Sometimes I add value to this podcast. Okay?
Alright, listen, here's what happened. I'm revamping the intro. They went up there because Pastor Silly Graham said the apocalypse was happening. The clown apocalypse was going to happen,
mm-hmm.
and the volcano goes off, and everyone believes him, and that's why they're all up there.
Yeah.
If they think that the alien spaceship will fly by and pick them up if they're in spirit form, if they stay under the volcano. I don't think I have anything after Pastor Silly Graham. I'm not going to lie to you. I think Ryan Reynolds, Danny Trejo, and James Spader need to do something. For all right, sure.
So how do they? They either have to escape or figure out a way to like stop the onslaught of everything coming. There has to be a point where they're backed into like a corner, if you will, and it's like, oh, we're gonna like fall off this bridge, or we've got to blow the dam up and cool everything off.
They're like, so they what they do is since this is kind of sentient lava, is they lure it to the fire extinguisher factory.
Yeah.
No one thinks Danny Trejo's like the mastermind, but he really is. He's like trying to tell him the whole time, like, you got to come with me. This is the only way. And Ryan Reynolds is like, no, well, there's a Italian ice place that we can just rent it into. And it'll be fine. It'll work. And James Spader is just being condescending the whole time because that's what he does. And then Danny Trejo, you know, throws out that idea. They go to the fire extinguisher, and it's all over. You know, that's the end of the movie. They freeze the clowns.
We left it open for a sequel, even.
Yeah, mainly because Pastor Silly Graham survived, but he's half lava now.
That went in a great direction. David, 30-second pitch.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, recommends. I'm okay with that. There's no 30-second pitch for that movie. It's too good.
All right, I'll 30-second pitch it. All right, so Pastor Silly Graham and the clown congregation, the Assemblies of Clowns, goes up the mountain to the volcano in this town, and he's preaching literal fire and brimstone, and about how the volcano is going to be their new god, and the volcano erupts, and he says, "Cleanse yourselves of the fire," and they're all like. And the clowns get engulfed and mutated into these terrible magma clowns, and what comes down the mountain is not normal lava. It is melted clown lava, and it's horrifying, and it has a big terrifying smile. And Danny Trejo, Ryan Reynolds, and Jane Spader have to figure out a way to save the town from the pending horror. So they try the Italian ice place and that doesn't work. And Jane Spader just looks at him and says, I don't know why I'm even in this movie, but I'm a scientist, so let me say some scientist things. And Danny Trejo,
all of this with science. It's plagues, right? That's what he says. It's plagues.
Yeah. And then, it's plagues.
I'm a scientist. It's biblical plagues.
Danny Trejo finally convinces him that they need to go to the fire extinguisher factory. Which they do, and it saves them all. But we will see more of Minister Father Silly Graham,
Clown Pastor Silly Graham,
Clown Pastor Extraordinaire Silly Graham.
I like
in the sequel.
In the sequel,
to be titled.
Led by the Spirit, Vol Clowno, led by the Spirit. When he's half ghost. All right, recommends.
Yeah,
recommends. Let's do it. I'm not going first.
I'll go first.
Okay.
So I am going to recommend, it's a YouTube series by one of the McElroy brothers, Griffin McElroy. And this is one of the ones I don't have to actually, like, give the caveat that it's too vulgar to listen to, like, to watch. It's called Griffin's Amiibo Corner, and it's about, Amiibos are these little things from Nintendo. They store data in between games, and if you scan them on the controller, you sometimes unlock a character and that kind of stuff. And what he does is he does a review show.
They're shaped like popular Nintendo characters.
Good. Thank you. Sorry. They're little statuettes and they're actually pretty cool looking. I have one. We bought one for Megan. It was made of yarn. It's pretty neat. But he basically reviews these toys and he plays a character who is just kind of not very good at videos. And they're just super funny. And I can't really say much more than just go watch it. They're super short, like 3-minute videos, and they're bad on purpose. Funny. So just keep that in mind. But yeah, I would really recommend them.
It's all a bit, and it's great.
It is really good. And also, my other recommends is the Macho Man Randy Savage rap album that I found that exists this week.
Yep.
And it is. Hold on.
What's it called?
It is. I think it's called. Be a Man, a very, very, very good and Christian, clean, spiritually recharging rap album. Let's listen.
This one goes out to my real close friend and buddy, Kurt Hennig, a.k.a. Mr. Perfect. Just want to let you know that you're missed, but you'll never be forgotten.
Mm. Can you feel it? Buddy system style.
Hey, Kurt, we miss you, but we know you're in a better place. Mm. It's kind of hard as time goes on, and I don't see your face.
All right, that's about all I can do for fair use, although I don't think his ghost is going to come hunt me down and get mad at me for using his song.
You well, should that's a ghost you want.
Yeah, I almost started speaking in tongues. That's how much that gets me. Like, just so you know. Anyway, go listen to the album. It's hilarious, and it's slightly better than it has any right to be.
It's true.
So if you listen to it, if you keep listening, you're like, this is actually like, this is bad, but great.
It could be worse.
And then I like find myself eating Slim Jims and crying during it.
That's fair.
That's it.
Cool. I'll go up next.
All right.
Yeah. So I'd like to actually throw out, usually we do kind of stuff internet based on here, but I actually want to recommend a local shop out here called Prevail Union. It's a coffee shop. And the owner's name is Philip Johns, and that dude is the most legit dude ever. He did the pour over coffee at Josh's wedding. Josh got married this weekend.
My brother,
so,
yeah.
Yeah.
And he's so, a cool dude.
But even, and he's like, a listener. Even if they, yeah, if Josh is a listener.
No, Philip Johns is a listener.
Oh, yeah, I was like, sure, Josh is a listener. But even if he didn't do the coffee at Josh's wedding, his shop is over downtown at Central's Court, One Court Square or something.
There you go.
It's downtown. Yeah. Just look for it.
Dexter
One Court Square. That's right.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It's right next to the fountain downtown. And so, anyway, they don't do like Frappuccinos or anything Starbucksy. They're like a cool coffee shop. And so, they're in kind of like a little, I call it a shared space with Southern Makers and the Chop Shop, the barber shop downtown.
Yep.
And that place is legit, and their best drink there, I think, is either the Tardy Barber or the Alabama Stinger.
Mm. So those I like the one that they good. Like they give you, and it's in a beret, and they just pour the coffee in that, and then they put it on your head. And you kind of just get whatever runs into your mouth. It's expensive, but you get a free beret, so I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Can't anyway, go wrong with go check that. That place out. They're cool. He's a nice guy, too. I finally got to meet him.
I mean,
this week.
Let's not give him too much credit. Philip Johns is an okay guy.
Like 8 out of 10. David?
Yeah, 6 out of 10 stars.
Yeah. He's Batman vs. Superman level okay.
Yeah.
All right, what you got, David?
Speaking of Jane Spader, I don't think I've recommended The Blacklist on here, so I'm going to recommend The Blacklist.
Yeah, that's a good show.
It is a good show. Brandy and I are on the third season. We're almost done with it. We've been watching it pretty, binging it about 5 or 6 episodes at a time. But basically the premise is that Jane Spader is this kind of more, for the purposes of the show, America's most wanted man. And he voluntarily turns himself into the FBI on the contingency that he can work with this specific FBI agent. And I think she's like, it's been a while since I've seen the first season, but I think she's like a brand new, like it was kind of her first day or something. And she gets assigned to this task force. She's assigned to the task force to work with this guy. His name's Raymond Reddington.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically is helping them catch these criminals on this list that he has. And that's what's called the Blacklist. And they all have like their own, it's really neat because they all have their own like niche of why they're a criminal, how they're a criminal kind of thing. One guy they inadvertently take down in one of the seasons is called the Troll Farmer, and he basically he has like an online he runs like a server that just runs like hundreds of thousands of bots, and they can fabricate like this takes place during like a chase scene, so they fabricate like a different sightings all over town like by people on social media, like, oh, I think I just saw this person there, to kind of throw the cops off the scent. It's neat. They have like all kinds of different criminals.
I like
on
the
there.
One
it's,
where he,
it's very neat.
They take down the guy who sells cars at criminally low prices. Bobby B's car lot.
But you should check it out if you like Jane Spader, which I was actually didn't really have an opinion of Jane Spader until I watched the show, and I'm like, Jane Spader's pretty all right. Brandy had seen him in Boston Legal and really liked that show. I've never seen it.
I saw him in the Avengers. He was Ultron.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of... I had already a fan of the Blacklist, and then I was like, oh, yeah, I like Jane Spader when I saw
Ultron.
Actually,
you know what? My favorite role of him is actually on The Office, to be real.
Oh, yeah, he was on The Office. I forgot about that. Yeah, FYI.
That role in The Office is pretty good.
It is. But it's a good show. You should check it out. It's, you know, it's on, I don't know what it's on.
It's on Netflix.
Or when it's on.
NBC.
But it is on Netflix for sure. Yeah, I don't know when it airs or anything.
Just don't worry about
it. It's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
Just watch it on Netflix. All three seasons are on Netflix, so just pick it up there.
Yeah.
Cool.
Nick.
Yeah, so, hey, my movie is going to be terrible, and I'm really sorry, but we're going to go with it anyway.
Polar Express 2, still cold out. It's still cold.
Sully, land this train.
Sully, please, Sully, help. This train is off the tracks. Please, Tom Hanks, use your abilities.
My movie is Mobsters Incorporated, and I have direction if you want it.
Mobsters Incorporated?
Mobsters.
Mom.
Not Mobsters.
Monsters Incorporated? Like Space Jam?
Yes. No, Mobsters.
Mobsters.
Like Mother.
Mobsters Incorporated?
Yes.
I got it like the second time. I'm sorry. So, okay.
Yeah, so
I want to know your direction.
Okay, so my direction is, you know, I think we're all a little bit heartbroken that Angelina Jolie has broken up with Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was kind of thinking, like, what if she starts like a single mom's club? And they just, as single moms all together, like, she creates, like, a single mom's factory where moms can just adopt kids.
Okay, I see where you're going there.
And so, like, you remember in Monsters, it was, like, a factory and they went and scared kids?
Yeah,
and here,
okay.
Like, they just sneak into bedrooms and adopt kids. So, basically
kidnap kids. I have an alternate idea, if that's okay with you guys.
Yo, I'm good. My direction was just limited to that's all I could think of.
30-second pitch. I was thinking, what if it's... There's a secret world of moms, right? And they power. It's kind of like Monsters, Inc. But instead of scaring children, you have to mother them a lot. You have to mother people a lot.
Okay.
So I don't know. That's all I got. Like, it's just changing Monsters, Inc. to that. There's a blue guy, probably, and a baby. Some giant lizard man.
All right, so hold on. All right, let's work backwards from this. Think about what we know about Monsters, Inc.
All right, giant eyeball green guy.
And how we can, like, mummify that.
All right.
Go ahead.
Monsters, Inc.
So in Monsters, they sneak into the bedroom and scare them to power something, right?
Okay.
Oh my gosh, I just got an idea. Okay. So what if this is like a post-apocalyptic, all my movies take place in the dystopian future. So what if in the future, moms come back in time so that they can mother kids to power, like what if love powers the world in the future, but there's not any of it because it's Trump's America? So they have to come back in time to like love people, and then they take that energy back to the future.
I like that Trump's America has become our, like, deus ex machina of just, like, we don't have anything, so we're just assuming that's going to make the apocalypse. That's all we got. So I think what you're saying is good. I think, and then at the end, they have to close the loop. Their future self is sent back, and they have to mother themselves, and then they die. What?
What if this is a mix of Looper and...
let's just do Mom Looper.
Yeah. Mom Looper.
What do you guys got? I mean, we can mesh this. I'm just trying to... I got the back in time thing. I was just going with that.
I was going to say, what if it's more of like they have to open whatever door they open. So, you know, like in Monsters, Inc., they're opening closets. So let's say they're opening closets in this too. But they only, like, they come in to points where an adult should be present to stop a kid from doing something they shouldn't do. Mm-hmm. But no adults around. And that's where the monsters come in.
That is so great, actually.
All right.
I love that idea.
So, like, you know, you got two little boys, and they're like, hey, you stand still, and I'm going to hit you in the head with this baseball bat. It'll be hilarious. And then, like, a mom comes in and, like, catches the bat.
Jimmy Radcliffe. Daniels, so if you don't stop.
What if we kind of Forrest Gump this, and we, like, moments in history where
they're
moms
running
have gone...
for a really long time.
Yeah. What if it's like moments in history where moms have gone back through the door to stop something really bad happening, and it's created like something really good. So we could pick like two or three events, and then that could be the premise of the movie.
So they're going back in time to like stop Hitler-like people by giving them hugs and mothering them.
It doesn't necessarily have to be like that. It could be like...
Nope, that's their whole mission. Stop Hitler.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
All right.
The Inglorious Momsters.
Well, so here's the thing you guys don't know. Adam Sandler would have been a like killing machine if the Momsters hadn't gone back in time and like given him a few hugs and said like, hey, you know, it'd be really cool if you did a movie about a kid who has to go back to school, an adult. What if you did that? What about you, but if you were good at golf, but you were bad at golf, but you got good at golf? And you gave them all real bad names, like Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore. What if you did that? What if you made bad movies, and then instead of murdering, you just murder people's hearts with your movies?
Oh my gosh.
You murder the genre of comedy.
Yeah, what if you make Grown Up 6? Think about that in the future. You could make that. That could be you. You could literally kill people with your movie instead of murder. Yeah, so that's one.
So,
mine.
They saved us from a murderous
Adam Sandler. That's mine. Okay. That's the alternate. So the history we have now is what happens after they've gone back.
Yeah. Okay. David, you got it. What do you got? And I'll finish it up.
I got nothing.
Okay,
who else
go.
Go ahead.
Okay, I got it. Okay, so what if the moms go back in time and they like Nicolas Cage was actually a convict, like he was ready to murder people, and instead they convince him to use his skills to act because he's already a con man, so why not just do it on screen? And that's how we got all those glorious movies from Nicolas Cage.
I like it. Basically, they were like, we really, really need Wizard's Apprentice to be made.
Sorcerer's Apprentice?
Same difference.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
I watched about as much as that. What if they went back and they put FDR in a wheelchair because he was too powerful?
Oh my god.
They hobbled him.
You don't understand, the momsters are real messed up, dude.
Yeah, it's not.
You think they were gonna mom
like they're doing nice
things.
Well,
what if they didn't do just good stuff? What if they
That's
did bad
saying.
Stuff? Like they convinced Lee Harvey Oswald to kill Kennedy and
Well, we can't hurt all the presidents. They couldn't hurt all the presidents. That's a job for somebody else.
You find out the momsters are behind 9/11.
It's an inside job.
Bad stuff too?
It's
what if they do bad stuff too?
It's an inside mom.
I don't think... No, so I think that they mother people mostly, except for FDR, because they were just like, he's too powerful. And the only thing they could think to do was just to, like, hey, listen, you got to get polio, or whatever he had. Here's polio.
Well, they saw him turn around. They saw him turn around the stock market crisis, and they're like, "Oh, we gotta cripple this guy."
I don't know if he's the one who said a chicken in every pot, but they fed him the line. He may or may not have used it, depending on if that was him. It wasn't him. That was Hoover.
I don't know.
I don't know. I just made that up. Is Hoover even a president? Guys, we don't know anything about anything. This is great.
Yeah, they're going to come back later and teach us about history, hopefully. So.
Like they're going to retroactively just delete my school records because of this podcast.
So what if I got it? Like, here's another thought is, you remember like how out of line Justin Bieber was getting for a while? Like
they went
like,
back there and smacked him around a little bit.
Yeah, and now he's like leading worship. Like he's leading worship at his concerts. What if the moms are the one who took
this
care
is,
of that? Like
this is unrelated, but there's a video on the internet of Justin Bieber getting chased by all these girls, and he's like running, and he's outrunning them, and then he jumps on a Segway, and it goes slower than he can run, and then he gets mobbed. It's fantastic. You should watch it. It's really good. It's really funny. That's why. That's hey man, if that happened to you, that would just, you know, it's bad news. They're like trying to take his clothes and crap. It's the price of fame.
I like it.
It's the price of beautiful, beautiful hair.
I'll take
it. We want a 30-second pitch it?
Sure.
Yes.
All right.
So Momsters Incorporated is actually about a factory of mothers who affect the timeline of history by going back and mothering people and just changing history in terms of making bad people good and even maybe good people bad a little. They saved us from a murderous Adam Sandler. They saved us from a con man, Nick Cage, and they killed... No, they gave a president polio.
And then Sully is there, but it's actually Tom Hanks. So we can just keep that joke running.
Sure.
Yeah. Sully, guys, you get it? It was Sully in Monsters.
I get it. It just wasn't that funny. You're Monsters, not as funny as you think you are.
Sully was in Monsters, Inc. He's the blue guy.
Sully!
Okay.
And there was Mike Wazowski, and that's Billy Crystal.
Who?
I don't know. Was that Billy Crystal?
All right. David, I think you got a movie. No, Tim, you got a movie. I don't know who's up. One of you guys is up. Go.
Nick, you're off the rails, man. You're up again.
Quit playing.
All right, my next movie is Happy Gilmore Girls.
No, nope. Okay, nope. I'll go. Thanks, though. Appreciate it. We're not going to ruin Stars Hollow for your pleasure. I'm sorry.
That actually could be a movie. I just came up with that on the spot.
Sleepy Happy Stars Gilmore Hollow.
Girls. I'm writing that in.
Yes, gosh.
Edit that out so people are surprised when I
No,
pitch it
it's just Bob Barker beating up the Gilmore Girls. I can't do it. I can't let that happen to the world. I can't
Yo,
bring...
hey, for real, though, edit that out.
No, I'm leaving that in, Nick. You shouldn't have said it on air. I'm editing. I'm leaving it.
It was an accident.
It was too bad. That's not a good movie. I can't hurt Rory and Lorelai like that. I can't let you do that.
No, we're not going to hurt them. What if they get
You're
really
gonna
good
You're going to hurt
at golf?
Them. You already did.
Yo, they're going to get good at golf together.
You're talking about putting Adam Sandler in the same film
Yo,
as those
listen,
two.
Rory and Lorelai are only good at golf when they get together.
No, that doesn't make any sense. Adam Sandler's there. He dates both of them. It's weird. I don't like it. This movie's already gone downhill, Nick. 30-second pitch it.
Okay.
No, so we're not actually doing that. All right. you guys want to know what my movie is?
Yes.
Probably not, but yes.
You probably
Happy
don't.
Gilmore Girls. I'm stuck on... We're doing Happy Gilmore Girls. Go.
Okay. My movie is Big Footloose.
oh, my gosh.
Oh my gosh, yes! Is this a sequel to John Carrey and the Hendersons?
Wait.
It can't be.
Wait. Hold on.
Yes.
Can this be a town that actively just denies that Bigfoot exists and Bigfoot comes to that town?
Oh, yes!
And, hey, can we just go ahead and tie this to David's movie? Because there's a pastor that takes a pretty big role in Footloose. And Pastor Silly Graham runs
Graham.
It. This is a weird town. It's got a clown pastor.
It's Trump's America.
It's Trump's America. There's clown pastors.
I will get you all clown pastors.
A clown pastor in every pot. History. Anyway, all I have is Big Footloose. I have other movies because I had no plot
for
this film.
No, I like Big Footloose. I like a town that... Maybe it's a town full of Bigfoots that won't let actual people come in.
And if
no.
they if they learn to dance.
Yeah, they're only allowed in if they can dance. But Bigfoot's the dance.
Oh, Lord. I was thinking more of, like, maybe it's just the premise of Footloose, but everything that happens in Footloose has Bigfoot, and that just complicates it a lot. He doesn't understand why they won't let him dance, but really they just don't want this bear-like creature near his daughter. That's really what it is.
I'm gonna go to this abandoned warehouse and dance.
Stomp, 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 stomp.
Leave me alone.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man, I've got nothing. He gets hunted and shot, and then
all right.
someone mounts him on his wall.
Kind of like to mesh that together. All right, so what if we're in a town? Now. Yeah, what if we're in a town and they don't believe in dancing? Okay, like they're against dancing, and Bigfoot comes to town, and they didn't believe in Bigfoot, but not only does Bigfoot come to town, but he's intelligent, and then he teaches them to dance.
Okay,
but so, there's a few people who are against the dancing still, like John Lithgow's. Oh my gosh, I just realized that John Lithgow's the pastor in that movie.
Yeah.
Yep. So how about
and John Lithgow's in Harry and the Hendersons?
Yeah. Whoa! Wait a second.
Yeah.
What happened?
It's a through line.
This is like probably
that brush with Bigfoot like led him to divorce his family and start a new family.
I have to leave this town and assume a new name because
the Bigfoots
no,
know where
wait.
I'm at.
This is a prequel.
Is this a
Barry and the Hendersons? Because that's why he's so cool with the Bigfoot being in his house. At some point he gets past his prejudice. Don't bring your rock and roll and your big feet in here. This is my church. My God doesn't like that. He hates your 2-4 feet.
What if the existence of Bigfoot is how he gets people to accept Jesus? He's like, you can't see air, but you can feel it.
Because you can see Bigfoot.
I have another idea.
But you could see him dance.
I have another idea.
Do you know what the proof of God is? There's a few things that prove God. A baby smile and a laugh and Bigfoot dancing. Everybody knows that.
What if this is so... All right, what if this is, again, in a future, like a ridiculous distant future? Way distant, all right?
Trump's America.
So what if it's past Planet of the Apes, all right?
Trump's
15th
term.
So apes take over America, and humans devolve, right? And then, all of a sudden, apes devolve and humans evolve. And so we're back into humans running things again.
Okay.
No?
Nick, no? I'm gonna, no, wait, just, I want, like, I want you to make the flow chart. I want you to make the flow chart where you got us back to where we are now, and then just cut out the first two steps.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And then put it in present time.
Say, how do you not know that we're already there? How do you
we're
not know
there,
that is
Nick.
In our existence right there?
You might be right. You might be right.
We can't do this late at night anymore. Nick. Nick is drunk at the wheel, like he can't even like.
I don't even know what I'm
take
saying
the
anymore.
Wheel.
I just you were like, I need an idea quick. I said I have one.
Well, what I was really thinking is like it was like a Planet of the Apes thing, and John Lithgow showed up from Footloose, and just decided to tell the apes that they couldn't dance anymore.
I don't think so.
He's quantum leaping around time, telling people
and
they
Caesar,
can't.
Caesar's
he's hoping
like,
he's hoping the next Bigfoot that he makes fun of or doesn't accept will be the last leap home.
And so
that's
like,
what he's really hoping.
Caesar grabs James Franco and he's like, "Is this guy serious?"
I think I like David's idea of John Lithgow being forced to travel to different dimensions at different times and be in the body of someone who has to learn to live with a Sasquatch. Quantum feet.
Quantum feet, stop it!
And Scott Bakula was there. I don't know.
Oh, God. Stop. Don't cut that out, and let's write our cartoon, Quantum Feet, about a time-traveling Bigfoot right now.
He goes in the body of humans, and he has to learn to be human in order to solve their problems. This is good. This is a real good idea, David.
This got so much better than it was going to be in the beginning.
It's not good at all. What are you talking about?
This has gotten fun. I've enjoyed this one.
Stupid.
I think I was just
movie.
Excited to think that John Lithgow was, in fact, the pastor from Footloose, and he was the dad.
When you made that realization, that was the best thing you've said all night. And then you went and you said something about returning Earth to its normal state, and I don't. And you went like the most roundabout way possible. Like this is like if you ever give me directions, I don't trust you because I know you're gonna make me go touch Georgia before I get to the coffee shop downtown.
I was about to say it's like, oh man, Nick gave me directions somewhere. Which two do you think I cut out and just get there faster?
It's the formula.
It's a gamble,
the Nick
though,
because
you could cut the wrong two out.
You just I just edited in the bad place. Crap. Cut the wrong two out.
Good deal. You're fired.
Now I'm in the upside down.
Yeah, great. Now I'm in the world that is not our world. Thanks, Nick. Always. That's how I die. I'm predicting it.
I like it.
Nick, you're going to be the death of me. I'm just like,
I'm okay
you know,
with that.
You're the murderer we were talking about at the beginning of the podcast. Man, I don't know what just happened, but Bigfoot Loose is great.
Yeah, Tim, 30-second pitch that.
I got you. Bigfoot Loose is about a Sasquatch who just wants to bring his love for dance and rock and roll to a small town, but John Lithgow and his Sasquatchism stops him. And then John Lithgow, or the Sasquatch, I'm not really sure, we weren't very clear there, has to travel from body to body, learning how to live with Sasquatches. The
I
end.
Like it.
Quantum Feet. The
quantum
movie within
feet.
A movie.
That's Quantum Feet, man.
Quantum
I would watch
feet?
The crap
that's,
out of that show.
That's the name of our episode.
It's just like Quantum Feet.
Quantum Feet is the
it.
Name of our episode.
Think about it, though. Yeah. He leaps to this... This Sasquatch leaps to the body of a boxer.
Yeah.
And he
has
just has
to learn
to, like,
how to not kill him with his Sasquatch strength.
Yeah. Well, the problem is he's got so much strength that when he moves his arms sometimes, he will break the person he's inhabiting's arm.
He tears the muscle and
he
skin.
Will just destroy them. So he has to be very careful. He has to learn to be a gentle giant.
Sasquatch just want to go home.
Sasquatch hope leap next home. Please kill Sasquatch. We did it. Somehow we landed it. This plane.
Yep.
Hey, if you like the show, why don't you add us on iTunes and subscribe and rate us? Maybe find us on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. They're mostly all under Unpitchable. And you could visit our website at unpitchablepodcast.com and play with the generator there and submit movies and see more about us and see what we look like and then regret it. And if you want to submit a movie, David, how would someone do that?
If you want to submit a movie, you can send it to movies@unpitchablepodcast.com. That's movies@unpitchablepodcast.com. Send us a movie idea. Use the generator and send us one of those. Those are all bound to be hilarious and make more or less sense than our movies do, depending.
Most of the time.
Yeah, most of the time. There's some real gems in there. The taglines are great. The buttons are great. Tim worked really hard on that generator, and it's great. I wouldn't have been able to figure that out at all. So props to him for making that work. And I have a listener suggestion. Adam Flynn, send us a movie. Thank you, Adam.
Thanks, Adam.
The movie that I... Here's his email. The movie that I have is Madea: Mall Cop. Madea and Paul Blart team up as a comedy duo of the century to serve and protect the Mall of America. Let the hilarity ensue. Make it happen. Well, Adam, we just made it happen. Madea Mall Cop. It's coming happened. To Spectre Vision and...
and your conscious thoughts while you sleep. Your
and unconscious kaleidoscopes.
Thoughts. Yes. Near and you. Those little movie things, you like clip the... You know, you put the little... disc in and you flick the thing and it shows a different image each time.
Viewfinders.
Yeah, so that's good. I think part of the problem with that film is I don't think mall cops are allowed to carry guns, and Madea would not go anywhere without a shotgun, so that's something to consider. Also, I don't think muumuus are normal uniform.
Well, this one is
yeah, they make exceptions.
I think Blart would help her out, like, by wearing one as well in protest.
It's a flak jacket muumuu.
That's a lot of Kevlar. It's probably real heavy.
Well, she actually just uses an X-ray, like lead backed muumuu.
Terrible. All right, Adam, that was a bad movie. I'm ashamed of you. I just want you to know. But thank you for sending it. Right?
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks for all of our listeners. We have more on our list. We'll get to them.
We're working our way down. Down the list. Send some movies in, because we like having options.
Yeah, like having some of your movies suck and we don't want to read them on air.
That's true. Those are the bottom of the barrel. We'll get all those out at once one day.
That's actually probably true. Probably.
It'll be good. So no, yeah, send us if you have a movie idea, send it to us. We'd love to read it. If you have suggestions or a game you want us to play on air that you want to write up, send it to us.
Or if you just want to talk trash on someone, you can pay us $100 and we'll talk trash on them for you.
Yeah. I mean, sure. That's why Kyle Baker became a murderer, so.
Yep. Where's our $100, Kyle?
Kyle, yeah. You owe us $100. We ruined your reputation.
Yeah. So, hey, thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Nick Keggy.
I'm David Johnson.
I'm Tim Catania. Get pitched or die trying, I guess is our slogan.
Get pitched or die trying.
Get pitched or die trying. Hello? I'm just staying quiet because I just wanted to see what you guys would do.
Okay. Oh,
okay, so you're just shirking your responsibility. All right, well, hey, if you like this episode.
Yeah, so hey, guys, we really appreciate you listening to this episode. If you like this episode, please rate us on iTunes and
subscribe.
What are we on?
All right.
SoundCloud. Yep.
Let's do it. SoundCloud.
Right,
let's do it again. I got you. Nick, I've been practicing all my life for this moment.
Go for it.
Right. Little known fact, David danced around with Goliath's head after he cut it off. He was like, woo!
Little known fact, when Jesus died, he was dancing in the tomb. Did you know that? He was just a dancing machine in that tomb.
What else was he going to do? He accidentally bumped the stone away when he was doing the moonwalk. That's what happened. Yeah, we apparently know a coffee guy. So we just got to get, like, butter him up so we can get free coffee.
Let's act like we inspired
him. Philip, if you're listening, I work at a certain address downtown that we discussed. And it would be fantastic if you just brought me some coffee one day, like to my desk.
Oh, you know what? You know what'd
sixth
be really
floor.
Funny?